Newsom continues denial about anti-Semitism at UCLA, fined for what? By Joel B. Polak on August 28, 2025. California Governor Gavin Newsom continued to engage in denialism Wednesday over anti-Semitism at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, which saw anti-Israel encampments harass Jewish students on campus. Newsom has persistently refused to acknowledge the problem, as the Trump administration has pushed UCLA to pay a $1 billion fine for violating the civil rights of Jewish and Israeli students, and to make reforms. This reporter documented the anti-Semitic rhetoric of the encampments, as well as the activists' attacks on the civil rights of others, including journalists, whom they assaulted, as UCLA administrators indulged them. A federal judge was incredulous at UCLA's behavior, noting in an August 2014 decision, original emphasis. In the year 2024, in the United States of America, in the state of California, in the city of Los Angeles, Jewish students were excluded from portions of the UCLA campus because they refused to denounce their faith. This fact is so unimaginable and so abhorrent to our constitutional guarantee of religious freedom that it bears repeating. Jewish students were excluded from portions of the UCLA campus because they refused to denounce their faith. UCLA does not dispute this. Instead, UCLA claims that it has no responsibility to protect the religious freedom of its Jewish students because the exclusion was engineered by third-party protesters. But under constitutional principles, UCLA may not allow services to some students when UCLA knows that other students are excluded on religious grounds, regardless of who engineered the exclusion. But Newsom, who convened a committee to study the payment of reparations for slavery even though California State entered the Union in 1850 as a free state, refuses to consider a fine for UCLA's conduct. Instead, he has pushed back against even acknowledging the problem, saying that he would resign before paying a fine to settle allegations at one of the nation's worst offenders during the tumultuous spring of 2024. He doubled down this week, as Politico reported. How could you possibly accept the fine? An exasperated governor said, referring to the billion-dollar demand or some smaller amount the regents could negotiate. Fine for what? With Trump alleging UCLA has fostered a campus atmosphere hostile to Jewish students and faculty, Newsom hailed efforts by state institutions to combat anti-Semitism. He expressed dismay that the state could pay to settle with the guy who had dinner with Nick Fuentes telling us about anti-Semitism, a reference to a far-right activist who Trump hosted at Mar-a-Lago in 2022. Are you kidding me? The governor, who previously described the settlement proposal as extortion and threatened to sue over it, said the matter is bigger than just UCLA. It is about anybody or any institution that disagrees with him, he said. Newsom is also posturing ahead of the 2026 midterm elections, with an eye to the 2028 presidential primary, where he must win the votes of a party that is increasingly hostile to Israel and tolerant of anti-Semitism. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.